This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Head over to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. And you can head up to the what do you call it there?
Facebook.
Thank you. The Facebook page. And I keep wanting to say that, you know, the chat room, it's not a chat room, I guess it's a live feed that you can get involved with on the Facebook page. You can talk to each other. Smarter people than I are in there, I know they are. If you don't have a Facebook page and you want somebody to talk to while the show's going on, and I try to keep an eye on it, we also have a chat room on the website, therealside.com. You can do a lot of things on therealside.com, like a poll that I have up there on a regular basis. You can read some of the writings that people have put up there, that have posted. You can let them know what you think about them. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I do so much appreciate, you know, you see that I wear these old ratty shirts. You got to go ahead and start buying the books so I can wear more shirts. I need better shirts, you know what I'm saying? You might even wear, if you buy enough books, I might be able to put a tie on. But I don't know. We'll see. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys, I know there's other shows, other things you could be watching and listening to, and you've chosen, well, I don't know if you've chosen this one, but you're stuck on this one, and I do appreciate the time spending with me. Okay, so there's an outcry on the left. I love all this freedom of speech stuff and freedom of this and freedom. They find all these freedoms in the Constitution, but it only seems to be when there's a Republican president, right? Because whenever there's a Democrat-controlled Senate or Congress or Dem president, everything for them is utopia. It's always interesting. They don't do anything wrong. So they've created all these states. You know, by the way, I always love this. We're back to the war on women, war on blacks, a war on Hispanics, a war on transgenders, a war. I mean, you guys. For a group that doesn't believe in war, you're sure fighting a whole bunch of things. Right? And then some of you Hollywood freaks, yeah, you heard me, freaks, you're calling for a coup? Yeah, some of you want the government overthrown. You need Trump overthrown. Right? You want Trump overthrown, which I think is just great. How are you going to overthrow him? You don't believe in guns. You don't want anybody to have a gun. Do you really think the military is going to go after him? Because they hate you guys more than they hate us. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we had, I don't know, what do we have, a day without an immigrant? It actually should have been a day without illegal immigrants, what it should have been. Hey, I'm just saying. Because if it's a day, really, if it's a day without an immigrant, then my mother shouldn't have gone to work. Right, nobody should have gotten to work that came here from another country. Matter of fact, technically, well, no, that's not totally true. What do they call them now? Native Americans could have stayed, but everybody else had to leave for the day. Right, there you go. Yeah, you're there. And I love these signs that say we are all immigrants. Guess what? I don't know what's called. What's one? LAUSD. No, we're not all immigrants, my friend. Some people were here. You just said it. You know, I mean, it is what it is. Deal with it. So I've been reading stories about these workers all pretty much all day that got fired. And apparently the gist of most of it is that they you know, if you don't call your boss, right, if you don't call into work, and I think some of them didn't call into work for obvious reasons, right? Come on, stay with me on this one. I think some of them didn't call into work because they knew that if their boss had said, are you going to do that immigration thing tomorrow? Right? They didn't want to have to answer that question. So a lot of these people apparently called out sick, right? It would have been more honest, and California now does this. It would have been more honest for you to call in or to take a personal day. But God forbid we take any money away from you. Because, see, the state of California, in all of its infinite wisdom, you now have to give even part-time people full-paid sick days. So many a year. So a lot of these immigrants had decided they were going to go one day, you know, a day without an immigrant, not show up for work, then show up the next day. When they got pink slips, they were floored. They didn't know what to do about it. Now, this story is about 18 workers from Bradley Coatings in Tennessee, and they're crying foul after being fired for skipping work as part of a nationwide anti-Trump day without immigrants. Now, think about this. Bradley Coatings. I don't know. I'm not a genius. I barely made it out of high school. I would imagine this has something to do with chemicals. I would imagine this is something that has to do with plant operations. Because, you know, you shut a plant down, it's big bucks. That's number one. Number two is Trump's going to lighten the load on some of these yo-hos. You know, the EPA's out of control. There's even Democrats who believe that the EPA is out of control. And so the EPA is going to lighten up a little bit on plants like this. No, they're not going to let them pollute the air and the water like the Dems are going to tell everybody. Right? So they have to shut down the line. They're going to protest a president that's going to make it easier for them. Maybe even make it easier for them to hire people. And they think that makes sense how. Now, according to News Channel 5, the employees told their supervisors they would be skipping work to join the strike. We are the team leaders directly under the supervisors, and they informed us last night that we could not go back to work. The boss said, we are fired. We'll deal with more of this as soon as we have the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved. If you head up to the Facebook page, you can find us there on Facebook. And there's a lot of people in that live feed. Or you can head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen, I take a poll there as well. You can comment on the articles that our writers post. There's a lot you can do up there. Look, if any of you are in the Washington, D.C. area, any of you heading over to CPAC, I would love for you to come over and say hi to me. Seriously, come on over. We're going to be there all week. Well, I shouldn't say all week. That's not true. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday we'll be there. From CPAC, President Trump is supposed to be there and a few others. We'll be broadcasting from Radio Row. Wave, say hi, whatever. And then Saturday, we'll be having a book signing for my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And I do appreciate the time that you're going to take the time to come over and say hi to me. So hopefully I'll see you there. I promise I won't chew your ear off. I won't keep you. You know, I do enough talking. I don't need to. When you show up, you can talk with me. How's that? It's really that simple. And again, I really do appreciate the time you guys spend. I appreciate the time you guys send me some stuff. I got stuff up my desk you guys send me. Right? The emails that you send, the other things. I really do appreciate it very much. And like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. So here's the deal. You don't show up for work, you get fired. It ain't that hard. And I love all the bleeding hearts that are, oh my God, they would just stand up for what they believed in. Yes, so was the employer. He believed that he shouldn't have to shut a line down at thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Let me ask you a question. No, really. I want you geniuses out there to answer me this, because I know there's Dems out there. I know that there's some real hardcore lefties that listen just so they can make fun of me. Do you honestly believe that the shop owner who employs a whole bunch of immigrants doesn't understand what it would be like if his immigrants didn't show up for the day? Are you really telling me that a business owner is that brain dead that he couldn't figure that one out? Because that's not hard to figure out. I mean, think about it. Most car washes, right? Most of those guys can't even answer your questions. They just nod their head and smile a lot. I don't believe in illegal immigration. You think I call an INS, or what are they called now, ICE? Come on down here. There's a guy down here that's drying my car off. They can speak English. They're all illegals. Get them out of here. Don't you think that guy knows that if his people don't show up, what happens? I'm just saying, this is ridiculous. This is not the way to make your point. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One employee said, addressing his boss, he wants to remain anonymous because he hasn't got the spine to speak. He's already been fired. What's the big deal, right? He was unfair. After working for them for so many years, gave him our best. They could not understand that it was just one day. We're going to make up that day on a Sunday, but they didn't understand that, and it was not the best way. So give us an opportunity. They just told us we were done. Well, let me put it to you from the employee standpoint, okay? How about this? You were unfair. After working for me for so many years, okay, after me having to put up with some of your family stuff, after me having to put up with possibly waiting for you to learn English or screwing up instructions because you couldn't read English and you couldn't, and me working with you till you got to the point where you could read instructions now. Working with some of your family issues when you couldn't come to work because you had to deal with some stuff. After all I did for you, hiring you as being here illegal. The best way for you to treat me was to walk out for a day so I couldn't make money for a day. So maybe it would hurt my family for a day. Is that really the best way for this? See, that's we've raised a generation of people. We have allowed a generation of people, a group of people, to feel entitled. We do that now. I was sitting at my... I'm going to get in trouble. I'm talking to my son today. And I said, we did this to you guys. My generation did this to you guys. We didn't allow you to feel pain. We didn't give... You were able to... Now, again, not everybody realized that, because he looked at me and said, I don't know what you're talking about. But really, a majority of the people in my generation did not allow their kids to fail, did not allow their kids to feel heartache, did not allow their kids to have to push through things. All right? I mean, you did this to these kids, telling them how great they were all the time. Telling them that the world revolved around them. And then when it didn't, you made it. Or you made it appear that it revolved around them. What did you expect? Now they go out in a real job. And the same thing with the illegals that are here. I have no sympathy for the fruit pickers. Absolutely none. I'm sorry. You knew what you were doing. You knew you were hiring people that were here illegally. And now you're complaining that somebody wants to enforce the law. Well, there's another way to do this. See, you guys, instead of you just complaining about it all the time, which is what you do, you protest and picket. You think that fixes stuff. It fixes nothing. I don't remember what they call the program, that Ronald Reagan started apparently in California. You need pickers. You need people to pick your fruit. Then you get seasonal laborers that are allowed to come up here from Mexico. And they have to be registered. They have to pay taxes on the money they make here. You get seasonal ones. You don't just break the law. This is what infuriates me. The left feels like laws don't apply to them. When they make a law, it only applies to people on the right. They can break whatever law they want to. I'm sorry, if you're here illegal, that's against the law. If you're picking in the fields and now the guy's going, hey, 25 or 30% of our crop is going to go bad. That's not good for us. Well, maybe you should have been hiring illegals all the time. Maybe all these years that you had illegal workers here, you could have worked, you could have hired an attorney to help them get legal residence at least. Not legal, not become citizens, because you don't have to become citizens. You can become residents. I don't buy this. It's all malarkey to me, as Joe would say. If you really want to stay, if you really wanted to make a go of it, if you really wanted to make this your home, then, you'd at least go for legal residence and then go for citizenship. But you don't want it. You really don't care. Bradley Coatings Incorporated is a family-owned Nashville-based business. You know, Nashville business is usually small places, relatively small, you know. Family-owned business makes a big deal. Makes it a big difference. They do commercial painting services. Right? Those guys have, schedules. Hard schedules to keep. They've been around since 1986. They support the immigrant community, which means they support illegal immigration. See, and then you guys out there, that you wave the flag that you don't want illegal immigration, then you hire a company that has illegal immigrants working for you. It's hypocrisy all the way around. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid Monetary Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, being involved. I don't care whether you're making a comment in the chat room, up on the website, gazillion ways you can get in touch with me, get in touch with the show, be involved with the show. Where was I? What the heck was I talking about? I get to reading all this. Oh, yeah, right. I was talking about the employees that were fired in Tennessee. You know, there were employees fired all across the country. And I don't know, you know, I got some messages that there were some McDonald's that were closed. Now, for a McDonald's to close for the day, that's big bucks. And the signs in the window said, you know, in order to support our employees... Right, they were. I can't believe that they're all immigrants. Every one of them working there was an immigrant. So I don't know. What do you go? What do you go with that point? Chick-fil-A. I mean, what do you? I Carl's Jr. I mean, this. And don't get me wrong. Look at. I grew up with a bunch of Italians, and I remember. You know, some of these guys would get jobs. They couldn't work the window. Do you know why they couldn't work the window? Because they talked too fast, and you couldn't understand what they were saying because their English was so bad. Apparently, that was okay then. Nowadays, me, the guy that's paying for the food, right? I'm racist if I tell the girl at the window, can you slow down and speak English, please? I can't understand a word you're saying, lady. And I've had that happen to me once or twice. I don't do it with a man. I'm going, look, this is the third time. I can't understand you. And then somebody gets on. It's obviously an older fellow or something, a manager, and we'll ask, you know, is there a problem? No, there's no problem. I just can't understand her. All I want is a hamburger, all right? Shouldn't be that hard. Maybe somebody could teach me how to say hamburger in Spanish or something. I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. It's like we're always put out. Right? Somebody bring, I mean, I don't know. What is it? What's going to happen next? Right? The guy who sold a car to the bank robber who used it for getaway car wasn't maintained properly. They're going to put him in jail because the car wasn't maintained properly to make sure he could get away from the bank robbery. This is how asinine we're getting. All right, take a break. Oh, it's a hamburguesa? Oh, that's original. See, even me, I would have said hamburgero or something, and at least they would have known what I was talking about. And I want tomato and lettuce of mine, and mustard and ketchup. No, I don't. anyway, you see, if I went to Del Taco or Taco Bell, I'd expect that. I'd almost feel like I should know Spanish Door. Well, taco is kind of like Spanish, isn't it? The, what?
I don't know why they call you a racist.
Hey, look, I don't know. Anyhow, this past Wednesday night, certain employees of the BCI informed their leadership that they would not be at work the following day because of time-sensitive nature of the jobs these employees were assigned to. All employees were told, that they would need to show up for work or they would be terminated. So it wasn't like they walked in, like you hear the employee said, we walked in, they told us we were fired. No, actually, when you told them you were going to walk out, they told you if you weren't to work, you would be fired. So you had the choice. And now, because you didn't get the choice you wanted to, they're mean, they're the bad people. This is, we've raised this group. Think about something. We've allowed, you heard that Jesse Waters thing the other night. I told you where he went to a heavy Hispanic neighborhood in New York. And these people had been there. Some of the people he was interviewing, 29 years, 30 years, 40 years, could barely speak any English at all. Matter of fact, one guy couldn't speak English at all. Been here for 29 years. I'm insulted. I'm offended. I don't care. I don't care if you're from Romania. At some point in time, if you were here, you're making money here. You're living off the American taxpayer in America, on American soil. At one point, should you not learn the language? I should not have to, I should not have to ask you to slow down and speak more clearly when I'm the one paying you money for the food that I want so you can have a job. Where does that make sense? On what planet does that make sense? You should at some point in time learn the language. You should at some point in time become a legal resident, at least that much. You should do something to make your visit here permanent. Anyhow. All right, so think about what this company had to do because of this. They had to, and it wasn't like it was planned 2 weeks ahead or anything. Now, they had to let 18 employees go, right? Now, what they tell me, what the story says here is the majority of the employees showed up for work. They got the message. 18 of them did not. So that meant that somebody had to, you know, move quickly, reschedule, push back a paint job or paint jobs. These are commercial paint jobs. Jobs went a day late. Some of these commercial jobs have guarantees of time frame, but they don't care. They don't care. And they've been fired. Now, somebody says they've been fired so they won't be able to collect unemployment. Eh, not necessarily true. See, in California, a friend of mine who owns a large plant did everything by the book. You know, he checked out these people. He checked out their Social Security numbers, checked them out. And they all checked out on the federal and state paperwork. And then the feds came in and spot-checked them, as they do it from time to time. And of the 300 employees or so he had, about 30 of them had stolen Social Security numbers. They'd given false information. But because he had, now think about this, the feds, because he had done everything by the book, they didn't fine him. They said, we won't fine you, you just have to let them go. They're here illegally and you have to fire them. So he gave them all, you know, severance pay and he let them go and what have you. And what did they do? Because California law is different than the federal law, they went and fired workman's comp claims against him for stress and all of that. Think about this. So they're getting paid on the taxpayer dime, being here illegally, lying to their boss, using stolen Social Security numbers, 30 of them, which means 30 people had identity fraud against them and had to go clean that up. Their lives were ruined. And that's all okay, because the plight of the illegal immigrant is all that matters. Come on, let that sink in. And if there's an illegal immigrant listening or a proponent for an illegal immigrant, this is why you make the average American so mad. This is why you Dems lost the race, because you don't care about the American. You don't care about the average American. It's not a gimme, gimme, gimme. We want everything. We just want fair. Matter of fact, here's the funny about it. The right really wants equality. The left never has. The left always wanted control. Because if you wanted equality, you would make sure that American citizens had the same rights as illegal immigrants. You would make sure that our vets, our homeless vets, you would make sure our homeless American citizens had the same rights and privileges as refugees. That's what equality is. Equality for you guys is anything that comes out of your mouth, any thought that you have between your two ears is right and true and has to be acted upon. Now, when the left started screaming, the Department of Labor and Workforce Development spokesman from Tennessee said, hey, the actions that these people took are legal and consistent with Tennessee labor law. Now, I know you union freaks are going to start going, see, that's why they needed a union. Why? So you can screw the employee? I mean, the employer? So you can screw the taxpayer? Come on, give that some thought. Now, the joke here is they say that Tennessee is an employment is an at-will state, which means the employer can end your employment anytime they want to, even without reason. Yeah, try that in California, because California is an at-will state. That don't work. Many, many, many other workers participating across the state were also fired for the same thing. Denver, Colorado had a boatload of people that were fired. Right? I mean, these guys, and they weren't working off of immigration law. They were strictly working off of regular. Look, I've got stuff to do. I have people working lines. We can't shut a line down because you want to be in solidarity with your brothers. Why don't you do a walk on a Saturday or a Sunday? Oh, yeah, that's right, too, because it wouldn't have the same impact. Let me tell you what. You know what it did for me that day? Don't know. It was easy for me because traffic was lighter. I got around the city faster. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. Now listen, we are going to be live from CPAC. Pseudo live for some of you. But live from CPAC this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Tomorrow night I am leaving right after the show to head to D.C. That'll be a lot of fun. Thank God. You know, usually when I go there, there's snow. And I go with California clothes and there's snow. And this year, they're not calling for snow. It'll be above freezing, thank God. no precipitation to speak of. And I'm at the same hotel. Should I give this out? No? Oh, yeah. I'm at the same hotel that, well, that, sure. I'm at the same hotel that the event is at, so that's kind of cool. Anyway, so if you're there, come by and say hi. Seriously. Not joking. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Say, hey, I'm over here by the food. Well, if you're by the food court, you'll find me anyway, so you won't have to email me. It'll be fine. Ah, you won't find me at the bar. I am not. You know what? I watch those guys, and you know those girls that, you know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I watch them hang out by the bar, and I'm going, I wouldn't want to get caught up in that for nothing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 55732. 5560. Okay, listen. We'll do this in the last segment because I do kind of like doing this. Some of you guys that comment, and I never really get to it because I'm yakking off at the mouth, as some of you know, at a million miles an hour, so I don't always see the comments you make. And not that I don't want to, and not that I don't want to respond, but I do. But you're right. It's some of you got some great lines there. And the higher veterans, you know, we should be. First and foremost, we have 94 million Americans out of work. I do not believe for a minute, and some of you guys might think this is a little harsh, but first of all, I don't believe for a minute these people don't want to work. That's number one, all right? Number two is retrain them. I am not one to say, you want to give somebody unemployment for a while? Great. You know, well, if you're coming off the 8-track line, you know, they don't make those anymore, you know what I'm saying? You need to be re-educated, if you would. So here's the deal. You want to collect unemployment, we'll let you collect for a period of time while you're trying to find your job, because you're paying to it. You deserve to get some of your money back. And then what happens is if you can't find a job for yourself in so many weeks, then you have to go pick a career at one of your local COCs or, you know, community colleges or something like that. And then that way there, you get retrained. You get retrained in current technology. We give you the bill. We won't charge you to go there. You know, community colleges are fairly inexpensive, but they got a lot of great programs. And if you're not willing to be retrained, if you're not willing to do something, then no, we're not going to find you a job, and we're not going to keep paying you unemployment. Okay? And if we can't find somebody to fit that job in that area, then you go grab our vets. Then you go grab, you know, people. You do what you can to retrain people. You got homeless people, you go, look, we're willing to put you up, feed you, clothe you, whatever. But you got to learn. You got to take on this job. You got to do something. You got to do something for yourself. Go that easy. So, yeah, I'm all about hire the vet first. That's why for some of you guys that drink Starbucks, no, seriously, I want you to hear me out. And you claim to be conservative and you're drinking Starbucks, shame on you. Starbucks has agreed to hire 10,000 refugees. Have you ever heard them make the statement that they're willing to hire 1,000 vets? 2,000 vets? That they're willing to retrain and hire. You know, there are plenty of people out of work. That they call that the hospitality, you know, their management for food and small restaurants and that kind of thing. They never reached out to any of those people. They could be putting all kinds of classes together to teach people how to work at Starbucks or manage a Starbucks or a group of Starbucks. You don't see that happening, do you? Right? Some of you said that I should try to get Milo or Steven Crowder. I know Steven Crowder. He does O'Reilly. He doesn't do Messina. And as far as Milo goes, yeah, you know what? We'll see. I like the offbeat guests. I always get a kick out of them as well. And again, you know, the bottom line is we need to retrain our people. Maybe we just need to do that. People coming back, our vets, maybe they came back to a different society, a different way of doing things. You know, some of those guys do 2, 3, 4 tours. How long can somebody hold a job for you? No, seriously, in all fairness, how long can somebody hold a job for you? Right? Let me see. A slap in the face, Carlos says it's a slap in the face of those. Matter of fact, we have a friend of ours that wrote a piece that talked about that. My mother came here legally. My aunt came here. What a slap in the face to those that had to wait years, pay money, see attorneys, get the right help that they needed, spend the time in line, be petrified waiting in Ellis Island. I know, I'm going back a ways, but you know what I'm saying. What do you do with them? Hey, thanks for doing it legally, but these guys beat you, and they didn't even spend as much money as you. Think about that one. And again, we have forgotten about the legal residence. I don't know why you guys don't understand how that works. So anyhow, I want to be clear about something. If somebody's leaving a country whose economics are in the dumper, it's unsafe, and they really want to come here to make a better life for themselves, then do it the right way. Find a sponsor. Do the paperwork. Do it the right way. You know, you, if you're listening or you're somebody who is for the, you got somebody here who comes from a family of immigrants. I'm okay with immigration, the right kind of immigration. If you really love this country, if you're really coming here because you see America as a land of opportunity, the place that you can make a difference, then just maybe your kids will have a better chance than you did, will have a better chance at making a life for themselves. We're not compassionless people, conservative Republicans. We're not in the least. But follow the rules. See, you came here. A lot of you came here because America is a land of laws. And that doesn't sound right, but it's true. And it's those laws that would protect you. You came here thinking that nobody, not even El Presidente, was above the law like they were in your countries. That there weren't the federales coming into your home, just busting into your house and taking your stuff and telling you to shut your mouth or else. You knew you were coming to a land of laws, a land of opportunity, a place where you could start a business. And the local police department wasn't going to come down, or somebody was going to come down and say, okay, you don't need a business license. All you need to do is pay me 20% of what you make every week, and I'll make sure people leave you alone. Right? That, you know, they do all this bleeding heart liberal stuff, you know, crying stuff. Oh, you got to feel bad for them. You got to look at that. I can't remember, but it just happened the other day where they took that father. And they oh my God, they're taking his father away from his son. Well, the father was in gang activity. The son backed it up. The father admitted to it. And we're still the bad guys. Right? No, come on. I would love to sit down with a Pelosi type. I would love it. And just go down the list. And I wouldn't let her go all over the place. See, I'm too much of a little peon for her. She would never come on my show. But I would like to take it item by item by item and not let her use political speak. And I think that's what, look, whether you like him or hate him, I think that's part of what they hate about Trump. There's no political speak there. They can't parse it. They can't say, I think this is what he meant. Kind of hard to really, as my old pastor used to say, you'd have to hire somebody to have you not understand what he said. You know what I'm saying? Someone was complaining that they always show up during the commercials. Dude, your timing sucks. That's all I got to say. Every 15 minutes, buddy. Again, unless you guys want to write a big check, in which case we can do the whole hour. like I say, I do appreciate the time that you guys have spent with me. I appreciate the time that you give me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We are here every day, Monday through Friday. We have podcasts up on the website. You can, I mean, truly, we're like horse manure on a ranch. You can get us pretty much anywhere, anytime. We are on some station somewhere in this country 7 days a week. You can pick us up on YouTube, Ustream, Facebook. You know, there's still people out there who don't have Facebook. You make fun of me for having some of the other outlets I have to get the show. I got friends that aren't on Facebook. And they don't want to be on Facebook. They don't like Facebook. They don't trust Facebook. You know, blame them. So you get it that way. We're on Apple. iTunes. I'm still learning. I'm still in my infancy when it comes to the social media. Right? Spreaker, iHeart. If you go over to the website, therealside.com, there's a whole bunch of tabs. Go through the tabs. Take a look at the tabs. While you're going through the tabs, go to the store. You can grab a mug, and you can grab the book. If you buy the mug and the book, I'll give you a special surprise. How's that? At the same time. If you just buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all you're going to get is a scribble from me thanking you for buying the book. Other than that, hey, guys, have a safe rest of the day. Really, truly, I appreciate the time that you spent with me over the weeks. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.